It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill directly below our studio is well worth a visit. The food is fantastic. The staff are fantastic. The menu is fantastic. The drinks are fantastic. It's just a great old bar, I have to say. Bar and grill. And you should pop along if you're in the Portmarnock area, especially on a nice day. Just pop out to the beach, spend a few hours at the beach, and then pop into the hotel. And you can have a sauna outside in the car park. You can wash your dog if your dog got dirty down at the beach. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from one of our listeners that we're going to call Karen, even though that's not her name, because an awful lot of people in the Facebook comments described her as Karen. So we're going to call her Karen, even though that's not her name. Can you talk about this on your show, please? My neighbour was bragging to me last night that her and her fella are going on a cruise next week around the Mediterranean, all inclusive for 10 days. This same couple went to Spain for 2 weeks in June. Neither of them work or have ever worked a day in their lives. I work full time and was only able to afford 1 week in Lanzarote earlier in the year. How is it that people on welfare can go on more holidays than working people? The pair of them could work if they wanted to. They're just lazy shites. Surely if someone on the dole can afford two holidays, then the system is very, very wrong. I also want to report her to the Welfare Fraudsters Department, because something just doesn't add up. Why should I and others like me work our asses off to fund these lifestyles while struggling ourselves? My fella is telling me to say nothing, but being honest, it's hugely unfair and really, really bothers me. Too many lazy effers sitting around taking handouts with a better quality of life than us workers. And that's a message from a lady that isn't called Karen, but we're calling her Karen for the purposes of this conversation today. Karen, is that a good name for her? Or is she right to be annoyed?
I get her point. I don't know this couple's circumstances. You know, I spoke to this woman off air earlier on. She said that they have two children. They're leaving the kids with mommy and daddy when they head off on holidays. That's fine. That's whatever they want to do. That's their own. But apparently, like, this is every summer they head off on fancy holidays. And my thing is that there are so many couples on the dole who are getting fancier holidays than working people. And this isn't something new. Regardless of what this couple's circumstances are, some people are saying maybe they had inheritance or anything like that. You know, it's not always the case. Sometimes people on the dole just do have fancier lifestyles than people who aren't on the dole.
Okay, the one thing I thought from Karen's message, I felt an awful lot of begrudgery. Like, just,
but I get the begrudgery.
Mind your own fucking business.
No, I know. Whatever about reporting them, but I get the begrudgery. I get it, because there's nothing I hate more in this whole world than laziness. Leeches on society, you expect everything for nothing, and entitlement. And there is something wrong with the system if people who are working are in a worse off position than people on the dole.
Okay, so one of the things that they told you, that Karen told you earlier on when you were talking to her, is that this couple, one of them, is it him that's on disability?
Disability, the age old story of disability, because he hurt his back 15 years ago.
Okay, so his back is still sore.
His back is still sore. Now, this woman has also seen this guy having no problem throwing their kids around the place in the back garden. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
lifting his kids up, like carrying stuff in and out of back garden and everything else. So,
okay, so he's on disability, which is, I don't know what it is, 244 a week or something like that. And she's just on the dole.
Has never worked. Now, I asked Karen, I said, you know, is there, like I said, okay, this guy's on disability. Is there a reason that this woman has never worked? And she said that basically, no, she just, literally a case that she doesn't want to. She had a part-time job a couple of years ago and she gave it up because whatever was happening with the shop and the hours, it would have interfered with her dole. So she actually gave up the job. based on that.
Okay, so both of them don't work.
She was getting some.
They had a holiday,
a certain amount of hours or something like that.
They had a holiday in Spain for 2 weeks in June, and well, for them in a few weeks, is it next week? They're going on a 10-night all inclusive cruise around the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Now I've done that.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, it's not cheap. Okay. Obviously, she might have got a good deal or whatever, but it's not cheap.
No,
to
it's not cheap.
Cruise all inclusive around the Mediterranean.
So where either they've money income coming from somewhere else, or the dole is too generous.
$244 a week. I wouldn't call that overly generous.
There are some people who have the system so rigged and know every entitlement that they can get, that they are probably pulling in enough money.
Okay, the bottom line is, this lady's considering reporting this couple. I don't really know what she's planning to report them for. Going on, because I've been onto the, on gov.ie, there's a page for reporting suspected social welfare fraud. And you just fill in the person's name,
yeah,
the type of fraud that they're suspected of. So does she suspect that they're working and claiming welfare supports? Is that what her issue is? What I'm getting
That's
at
what
is...
She thinks there's a side hustle.
Okay.
She thinks there's a side hustle.
And okay, here's the thing. I would be saying to Karen, which isn't her name, mm-hmm, mind your own business. If they are scamming the system...
Ah, look, you're not going to report your neighbour. You're not going to turn around and deal with your neighbour. But
if they are scamming the system and they're getting away with it, so what?
But you're...
They're getting away with it. They will maybe get caught someday. But
it's not the point. It's the point that the dole, people on the dole who don't work, there should be some incentive for them to work. You know, there's too many people sitting idle.
Well, getting paid only $244 a week should be incentive enough to get out and work.
There's too many people. If it was that hard living on the dole, our employment rate would be much higher in this country.
So do you think she should report these people?
No, I don't think... I'm not saying she should report
them. Okay, but then ultimately, you're saying...
I agree with the sentiment of what she's saying. I get it.
Okay, so by sentiment then, are you saying that somebody who's on the dole is not entitled to go on two holidays a year?
No.
They're not?
I don't see how they could.
So they should just go to Tramore for a few days and...
The dole should not be a means of living. It should be a means of existing until you get a proper job. It should not be buying you fancy clothes or fancy holidays or fancy cars. It should not be, you know, funding a luxurious
lifestyle. Should somebody who is going on a 10-night Mediterranean cruise and they're on welfare, should they be investigated by the Department of Social Protection?
I mean, if you're going on two holidays a year and they're fancy holidays, I think there's probably somebody should look into saying, well, look, this couple, now I don't know how you enforce it, how you watch what people are doing or where they're going. I don't know how you would even begin to do that, but... To look into it and say, well, listen, you're on the dole here, you know, social welfare. What's the story?
I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. Okay, so if we take Karen's message at face value, this couple next door are on the dole. Well, one of them is actually on disability. The other is on the labour. And this is their cruise next week is their second holiday this year. Is this just sour grapes on her part, or has she a right to be annoyed? And should she report them?
I think it is sour grapes. But I mean, I think she has every right to be annoyed. I've asked you to cover a topic, you know, for years, well, for a while, sorry, saying that the social welfare system is far too fucking generous. You know, people. I'm not talking about people on disability. If you're on genuine disability, you know, whatever you do with your money, that's up to you. You cannot walk. But people who are on the dole, who are unemployed, who are choosing not to walk, there's a lot of jobs out there. But unfortunately, people have discovered you're better off on the dole.
So, what would you like to see being done? This whole notion of visiting gov.ie and filling out a form, report suspected social welfare fraud. Do you think more people should be? In other words, her argument is, they have to be up to something on the side. Something on the side has to be going on because nobody on social welfare money could possibly afford a cruise and a holiday to Spain.
I would rather that there's something going on the side because at least they'd be making their own money and doing some kind of work for it. If they're just sitting on the dole and able to afford that hurts me more. Huh?
I have an issue with that as well. If someone's working full time And then, like, you know, let's say, let's take Jeremy, for example, because we know he does the work at the weekends down in Bray. If he was doing that cash in hand, no bother at all. He's paying his tax every month. If he was to do that, he'd be paying a fortune on tax for just that one gig. If he's doing that cash in hand, more power to him. He's still paying his money every week. You know, no bother with people who are working and then doing mixers on the side. But people who are on the dole and working, you know, they're double dipping this into the system. They're getting medical cards. They are getting a lot of the perks that the people who are on lower paid jobs would need, and it'd be more incentive. I think if you're long-term unemployed, let's say a year, your money should be cut by a certain percentage. If it's 2 years, it should be cut even more. If it's 3 years, it should be, be cut off though. Because if you haven't found a job in 3 years in a country as wealthy as Ireland, they have a lot of jobs out there if you want to work, and it is the case if you want to work.
Okay, so you would like to see social welfare eventually cut off.
After, if you're long-term unemployed and you're genuinely not seeking work, and when you go into those, are you looking for work? Yeah, grand, sign here. That's bollocks. Actual proof. And if you go up with a letter saying, oh, well, he went for an interview, didn't get it, there should be actual report. The company should be making a report. Well, why didn't he get it? He walked in and just had a shit interview. Well, it says here you've done 5 interviews. They've all been shocking. You clearly don't want to work. That'll go.
So then let's go back to the point of this conversation, which is these neighbours going on their second holiday. The one they're going on next week is not a cheap holiday. Cruises are expensive enough. Should she report this couple for welfare fraud? Because she obviously believes... They have to be making money elsewhere. In other words, they couldn't possibly be going on a 10-night cruise after a 2-week holiday in Spain on just social welfare money. So she obviously believes they're up to something on the side. Should she report them?
Well, last year, I don't know who manages your WhatsApp, but last year I was asked, was I free to go into a topic? And I literally sent back a photograph of me holding a fucking cocktail on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. I think it was a 12-month cruise. That cost me about $4,500 would not even include the vendor money.
Okay, and you obviously believe that somebody on the Labour couldn't be able to afford that sort of a holiday.
Absolutely not. If you're getting enough money where you can save enough, even if it took 5 years, like even if you're saving a tenner a week, you know, if you're able to save anything, the dole you're getting too much on the dole, in my opinion.
Okay, so again, should she report this couple next door, or is it just begrudgery that these guys are going on a holiday and she's not?
I don't think reporting is going to do anything about it. She can report it if she wants. You know, I probably wouldn't, because it's just, you know, it would be, it's more, it's going to be just more defeating to not have anything done about it. The system itself should be watching, because you have to tell it all when you're going on holidays. Because obviously, you know, if you don't collect your money on a week-to-week basis in the post office, this way they don't pay it into the bank anymore. You have to actually physically go to the post office to get it.
Not for disability benefits, you don't.
No, not for disability. But I mean, they could probably play the system and just, you know, you won't get her dole. But if she's gone on a 10-day cruise, she's going to miss going to the post office at least 1 week.
So as far as you're concerned, these people should be checked out. Should inspectors check where you're going on holidays? Do they look into all of the details of your booking and find out that you spent $4,500 on a Mediterranean cruise? And in other words, what I'm getting at is...
I think the question needs to be asked, yeah.
Do you not think the workers in this country are screwed over?
I kind of do. But I don't see what that has to do with Karen's neighbours.
Do you not think that likes of these lazy scummers that sit at home all day in these, you know, areas, let's face it, we all know the areas where it's more prevalent. Do you not think that these people should be...
You're always running those areas,
Devon. I'm not naming any. I'm going to let people fill in the blanks. But we know the type I'm talking about, Robbie. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
We know the type I'm talking about. The Antos and the Jacintas of the world who'll never get a job because they'll get the dole. So, you know.
Okay, well, the question again is, somebody in receipt of welfare is going on a posh holiday. Should inspectors from the Department of Social Protection have a right to investigate that holiday? Have a right to find out how much they spent on it? And more importantly, where the money came from?
What do you think?
I'm asking you.
I think there should be some checks done on it. You know, if you're able to afford that, if you're able to afford to save money, that means you have spare money. The dole is not about giving people spare money.
You see, where this ends ultimately is you have inspectors at Dublin Airport checking people going on their holidays, asking for your PPS number.
Should be done before then.
And if you, on your PPS number, are claiming social welfare, then you're told, no, you're not going on that holiday. I mean, just seriously, where are we going with this? Ridiculous, honestly.
Amanda says, wow, talking people down because they where they're from. Amanda, don't even act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Everybody listening, you know what I'm talking about, Adrian. Certain areas where this is more prevalent. I'm sorry, the fact is that you go into certain parts of Blanchardstown or Finglas or Tala or any of these areas and the employment rates are going to be lower than they will be in the southern, the south Dublin, Killiney, Dalkey areas. And that's just a matter of fact. I know there are hardworking people in these areas, very hard. Salt of the earth. I'd rather live with these salt of the earth people than snobs in the richer areas. But what I'm saying is, we know the places I'm talking about where this is more prevalent and where people walk around their tracksuits all day with their hands down their jocks scratching their balls. Let's be honest. You know what I'm talking about, Adrian, don't you?
I do. Again, do you think that investigators from the Department of Social Protection should be investigating where you're going on holidays and how you got the money?
The money they say about this could give more to carers, more to the elderly, more to people on disability.
So yes, they should be able to investigate. You should have to declare where you're going on a holiday, and they should be able to investigate how much it cost and where you got the money. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Okay, big brother, if ever I heard it. Let me go to Una. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, Aidan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Una. Well, Una, what did you want to say on this?
Begrudgers again, huh? Always begrudgers. There's such a thing called the credit union. Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of the credit union, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I went my holiday.
Credit union loan, don't you need it to be able to show repayments that you can...
Yeah, every week. Yes, Kate. Every week you pay 20 or 40 a week, and now they're up. And June is a low season for holidays anyway, if you're going away. It's usually July, no, when the kids are off school. No, I don't think we should. Just leave them and let them out.
Can you get a loan if you're not working, though?
You can.
Yes, of course you can.
If you can show an ability to repay it.
You can save up, you can put money by each week and they add it up. On the first loan, you get I think it's double you get on the second loan. You get, it all depends on what you have in it. Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, so both Katie and Robbie here have been saying that, yes, if you are booking a posh holiday, the department has a right to know and you should be investigated as to where the money actually came from.
I think they should be able to ask. If they're funding your life, I think they should be able to ask. If you go and ask somebody,
have to justify and get permission to go on a holiday?
If I ask you for a loan of money, right? I ask you for a loan of money. I said to you, say, Adrian, can I have €1,000? I am absolutely skint. I've no money to get my kids clothes or food or anything. And you gave me €1,000. Katie, that's fine. You can have €1,000. Here you go. Give back to me whenever. Don't worry about it. And if I drove in tomorrow in a fancy new car and I said, oh, I'm going on holidays next week. I'm going to Rome for a week. Can't wait. What would you say to me? Honestly,
I'd be annoyed because I'd lent you that money.
You say to me, but you've just come to me asking for money because you can't afford basics. How are you able to afford this?
I get the point that you're trying to make. But that's a personal thing. I'd be annoyed at you for...
But this is personal to the taxpayer.
Okay, so again...
Because when we get our pay slips every month and we open our pay slips and you see this big lump taken out, that could, let's face it, 1 month's tax for me could put me on a cruise for... a week, you know? Ideally, or realistically, it could put me on a cruise for a week.
So, this couple, should they be allowed... basically, are you saying that if you're on welfare, you shouldn't be able to go on nice holidays? You shouldn't be allowed to?
I just think that if you are living on social welfare... It shouldn't be able to fund fancy holidays. It just shouldn't.
Okay, Una, what do you say to that? If you're on social welfare, you should not be going on fancy holidays. You should not be able to.
No, I don't agree with that. There's a lot of people on social welfare that have cars, living cars. They can afford their insurance and tax. That's the difference.
Well, that's a car could be classed as a necessity. A holiday is not.
Well, you still have to pay tax and insurance and get the car checked, you know?
Yeah, the tax and insurance, you can pay that in installments monthly have a car. You can get a cheap car, a cruise and a holiday to Spain and a cruise 2 months later.
No, you can pay that weekly in the credit union. Pay that weekly.
I don't begrudge anyone a holiday, but it does annoy me when, you know, I see people who are working really hard, like myself, and, you know...
And myself.
Yeah, people who work hard, and like it's like even down to the back to school allowance, it's given to people who I know need it, but also people who just won't work, and that's not fair. Why should parents who are working and getting up every morning and going contributing to society, why should they be out of pocket for everything when meanwhile them going out to work is funding the people who don't want to work? It's just not fair.
I don't know about that.
What? Robbie?
Sorry?
What did you say, Robbie?
No, you want to talk about the credit union there. I know from when I was on a put trying to get a loan at the credit union, and I was only able to pay a tenner a weekend. It wasn't for a holiday, it was for something else.
It depends on what you've got in your shares. If you're 200, you get 400. If you're 600, you get 1,000. Yeah.
They were away in June, over in Lanzarote or in Spain, wherever the fuck you are. So, you know, let's say the credit union funded that, you know, or they had saved that up over the past 2 years. That means they would have had to have 2,000 plus in their savings and no loan to be able to afford this cruise.
No, you can put, say, 5 or 6 in the loan, a benefit loan, and maybe a 5 inch or 6 to build it up.
I'm not going to let you borrow 4.5 at a 5 a week. 5 a week?
No, I said 20 each for the couple each. That's 40 a week. Add that up.
40 a week, that's 400. Two years to pay that back.
And they get double then. They get double or treble off the credit union. So add that up.
Yeah, but on time, but who paid for the holiday in June? That means they were able to pay 20 each plus the holiday in June. You know, so they obviously
can't afford it. In January of the last year, but you see.
Okay, but really, Una, what I'm hearing from you is it's not really any of anybody's business how this couple have come to get the money for this holiday. And Robbie, is it really any of our business how they got the money? They did.
Well, it's taxpayers' money, so yeah. People are always talking about the much the TDs are getting. TD money is taxpayer, and yeah, I believe, and, you know, the expenses account should be monitored across the board, not just the people on the dole, people at the top end of the scale as well. You know, it's taxpayers' money. It could be going to so many other different things. But I mean, as I said on Facebook earlier on, like, you know, look at the amount of jobs that are being filled by foreign workers. That because the Irish won't do it because they realise that they're better off on the dole.
And that should not be the case as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. That should not be the case as far as you're concerned. You should never be
better off on the dole than you are working.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, like John did.
It was a great topic today. Just have to laugh at Karen. That's what I have to do here, is laugh at Karen, the begrudging little bitch that she is, you know. Oh, they're doing better than me. So fucking, you know, I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. You know, when people are social welfare recipients, there's nothing to say that they can't go on a holiday. There's nothing to say that they can't, you know, get a loan out of credit union or say a 15, 20 quid a week. You know, arseholeness, that's what this is. This is could be a total begrudgery and arseholeness. I'm glad Jeremy Dixon's not here today, because he would be fucking up in his ivory tower looking down on people that go on a holiday that are on social welfare, because that's exactly what it is. Looking down on them as a scum. You know, because that's how I feel, that's the way this is going there. How dare they go on a holiday? Absolute fucking bitch. That's what she is. She's a fucking bitch, and she should mind her own business. Good luck, guys. Have a great day.
Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So John's message there a moment ago, my God, he does not like...
I was just waiting for, and I'm disappointed we didn't get your shit together. I love get your shit together.
But he called her an effing bitch.
That's a bit harsh. Well, does John work? What was his state of affairs?
I'm not sure what his current state of affairs is.
Isn't he a social welfare recipient?
I think he works as well, or I don't know what.
I'd imagine there's social welfare probably being claimed there somewhere.
I don't know is the honest answer to that. But anyway, where am I going now? Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How are you doing, mate?
Good, thanks, Stephen. It's Robbie you wanted to talk to, was it?
No. I just don't get this big thing that what people kind of do a side hustle, even if they're working part time or unemployed for a period of time.
What, that they can't do a side hustle?
Well, they're being begrudged for going on holidays, for going out, say, oh, I'll go cut lawns, or I'll clean windows, or I'll go power washing. Or I know a friend of a friend who buys jerseys in Turkey for a tenner, and he can sell them for €35. How does that make sense? Is that not a good thing what they're doing? They're trying.
Well, are they paying tax on it?
Well, who cares?
Well, I mean, you're meant to
pay... They're paying tax to Turkey, aren't they?
That doesn't benefit us very much, does it?
Well, that's It's fair enough. So you're telling me a young lad of, say, 18 years of age should go out and, what, charge tax on a power washing, doing driveways?
No. But when he gets paid for doing the power washing or whatever, he is meant to declare that money to the tax man and pay tax on it like everybody else who's working does.
Okay, but if he's going out pushing his hole for €50 when other businesses do it for €150, you still want him to declare tax.
If and he's in receipt of social welfare.
Well, what if he is, yeah?
Okay, Robbie, what do you say to that? So what if somebody's on the dole and they're doing a few nixers for cash in hand?
We're not talking about €50 here. If he's doing three driveways a day, every day, 5 days a week, at 50 a pop, 150 by 5 days.
I'd say fair play to him. That's what I would say.
No, I think that's bollocks. If you're working full time, and then you're doing that at night time, whatever, then fair play to you. But if you're getting a dole and working, that means you're double dipping. He's taking home 900 a week tax free.
So he's busting his ring.
And he still has the audacity to go to, if he hurts himself on the job, he'll go to the doctor and hand over a medical card with not a care in the world.
Well, who's to say he has a medical card? You don't get a medical card for up to 18 months. Some people.
There's people who want a dole get, well, you qualify for that card. As far as I know, it's been a very well since the last time I dole, so I genuinely don't know what the my understanding was. If you're on the dole, you qualify for the medical card.
No, I know. I'll be totally honest. I have a friend of a friend. He buys jerseys in from Turkey and he works part time. I say fair play to him. He goes on Facebook, he sells his jersey, he buys them in for €15 and sells them for.
He must be making off those jerseys. Maybe
about 20 quid a pop. No, make about 20 quid a pop.
Right, okay, but how many does he sell in a month? Realistically,
honestly,
is he selling 1,000 in a month?
Yeah, that's €2,000
in a month.
It would be easily.
What, 20 quid? At 20, it'd be €20,000.
He'd buy them at €15 and he'd probably sell them at 35 or 37.50 a pop, or do three for 50.
He's profit and he's selling 1,000 of them. That's 20,000 profit per month. You think you should pay tax on that?
No, I say fair play.
Okay, so let me read a message that's just come into us, and it says, I make fire pits every summer, and the tax man gets absolutely nothing from it, which is half the reason that I do it. Now,
he has to pay for his supply. That's how his tax is being paid.
Okay. He does have to pay tax on what he's buying in, but the tax man gets nothing out of it because... it's his side hustle. You don't have a problem with people either on welfare or working, doing nixers on the side and getting cash in hand. You've no issue with that at all.
Listen, if they're long-term employment, that's different, because obviously then people are going to fucking catch them out. But if somebody was unemployed for even a year, 2 years, and they've done this just to try and get ahead, I have no problem with that.
2 years is a long term unemployed. If you end up on a dole, you lose your job and you end up on a dole, and for the first few months, whatever job you're in, you still have a few clients, you're doing a few nixers, just make ends meet until you get something else. Okay, yeah, I'd agree, that's fine. I have no bother with that. But I'm talking, if you're on the dole for a year and you're doing those side hustles and you're making, $500, $600, $700 a week before you get your dole, bringing up to close to €900 a week, to take home €900 a week.
But you're wondering then why people are going on these holidays. That's how people are going on these holidays, by doing little things like that.
But do you not understand, Stephen, do you not understand?
$70,000 a year.
Do you not understand, Stephen, why it annoys hardworking people when they see somebody like Karen's next-door neighbours going on lovely holidays, probably doing side hustles of whatever, nixers here or there? Do you not see how that annoys people? That their tax money...
But it wouldn't annoy me.
It wouldn't annoy you?
No, get on with your life.
So your next-door neighbour, who's on the dole, has nicer holidays than you, and that wouldn't bother you?
Not a bit.
That's mental.
It's their life. Let them get on with it.
Okay, stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about the message from Karen about her next-door neighbours who are going on lovely holidays, and she's disgusted that they're going on far too many holidays considering they're both on the Labour. Let me bring in Helen with her opinion.
Hi, guys. My cousin is on disability allowance, and rightly so. She suffers very bad with her mental health. She wears her two grandkids, as her daughter passed away through drug addiction. And the Vincent de Paul has helped her this year with money towards a holiday. Not a fancy holiday, just a regular holiday to Spain. And between that and her family support, she's gone on a well-needed holiday to Spain. However, I do think there is scammers out there and the taxpayers are paying for it. You should look at every situation kind of individually. Not everybody is scammers. And I'm sure if her neighbours seen her going on holiday, they might think, how did she afford that? Because in fairness, she is really struggling. A funeral to pay, minding her two grandkids, school. But the Vince and the Paul have been very, very good to her over the last 8 months. So maybe not everybody is scammers. I do believe there is some. But I think, mind your own business, you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I said the same thing to you and Katie at Christmas. I'm going to say it again. Let's not play stupid and naive that there aren't people out there who know how to play the system. The system is their career and they're going to rinse it for every single cent they can.
I agree that there are...
Let's not play dumb and naive here.
I agree there are some people doing exactly that. Literally doing exactly that. However,
and this is what you're talking about. Has she never worked a day in her life? Is that what she said?
That's what Karen said, yeah.
And he's on the sick.
That's right.
No, they're just lazy showbags. They wouldn't know hard work if it hit them in the fucking face. Do you want to go on a 10-day all-inclusive cruise around the Mediterranean or whatever the hell you want, get up and work for it.
Yeah, but if they happen to be clever enough to be able to go on around the Mediterranean cruise... if they're good with their money or whatever the case may be, surely it's nobody's business.
Yeah, but they're not good with the money because they're not using it for what's meant to.
Why, what's it meant to be used
for? You're not meant to be taking cruises with it, are you?
That's
not
saying stupid here. I didn't see any rules saying that.
Well, if you're going on the dole in the first place, if you're on Job Seekers, whatever the hell it is, it's because you're struggling. You're clearly not struggling if you're getting everything and you get enough to have a 10-day Mediterranean cruise. I don't care if it says the Gudrun, it is the Gudrun. Because it's disgusting.
Okay, you heard Stephen there a couple of minutes ago saying it's nobody's business how they got to go on their holiday. Maybe it's a credit union loan.
It is your business if your taxes are funding their lifestyle because they are bending us over backwards.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Jess, if you knew of a neighbour of yours, the exact same as this story, would you report
them? Oh, I would. I say they're clearly not using it for what it's meant for. She's never worked a day in her life, so she's clearly on it too fucking long. Take them off it. They're clearly not. They're just from the system. They're just spongers. Why are we wasting our time on them?
So if somebody like these neighbours are going on a holiday, should social welfare have a right to investigate where they got the money from?
100%. And I wouldn't be surprised if they smoke and drink as well. 100%. Because they're just laughing at us. They clearly know how to play the system. They've probably done it for years and years and years. And someone would want to put a stop to them. If you want a Mediterranean cruise, you want a brand new car, you want this, you want that, get up and actually work for it.
So you would like to see somebody like these neighbours having to report where they're going on holidays and where they got the money from?
I know. I want the whole club down on this because the system's fucking broken. It's been broken for years. It needs a whole overhaul. And all these clambers, all these spongers, all these little lazy shite bags or dirt bags or whatever, flea bags, as Katie says, if that's the word that you use. Yeah, clamp on them. Come down hard on them. Say, no, you need to, as John says, get your shit together. You're clearly not using the money for the right means. You're clearly not on it too long. You don't want to get off it. You're fucking scamming the system and you're a fraud. No, you shouldn't be on it.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Jess. Our number, once again, is 085-825-2626. We're asking, should people who are on welfare be prevented from going on nice holidays? That's really the question we're asking. This is Henry.
Hi, guys. We've a thing in this country called the Criminal Assets Bureau, which means they can go around and seize and investigate unexplained wealth from suspected criminals. I think we should bring in the Welfare Assets Bureau in this country to seize and explain unexplained wealth from people who don't work and haven't paid a day's tax in their life.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hi, guys.
Well, Ed, what did you want to say on this? You're annoyed.
Yeah, because she really should mind her own business. And that Jess saying, oh, you know, it's dwindling in the oven. Like, look at me. I'm on the blind pension. I can't even afford a fancy holiday. So what is she on about?
Yeah, look, Ed, you could get more money. money if these fucking sponges weren't taking everything.
What the fuck are you
on? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you are. Because, like, I'm struggling.
How am I wrong?
Because I'm struggling to get a fancy holiday myself, and you're saying, get your arse up and work. It's hard to find work as well when you're on the disability pension.
Don't say that. It's impossible to get a job, you fucking liar. Go on to Indeed. Katie, pull up Indeed and tell me how many available jobs there are.
It's challenging to get a job. I would love to fucking close your own eyes and try to imagine yourself being fucking visually impaired and try to get a job. Would you cop on to yourself?
I'm not talking about you, am I? I'm talking about these lady shites that we're talking about.
Yeah, but you're saying that she's not... She's not getting up her ass and working. You don't know their situation. And it's none of that.
What more do I need to know? Well, she's doing never worked a day in his life. He's on the stick, probably, so he's off the broken back.
We know that the man in this situation is on disability, according to Karen. He supposedly hurt his back 15 years ago, even though Karen has often seen him throw the kids around in the air and everything else. So he, we believe, is well capable of working, and she has never worked. The question is, could you, Ed, afford a Mediterranean cruise on your disability pension?
Well, it depends how much is it. If it's like a 2,000 euro, I can, because I can't. I've been trying to afford a holiday with a specialised organisation, and I just can't.
Because it's too expensive?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ed, that's the point. If we didn't have all these sponges and all these grounders taking everything, there'd be more money to go towards people like you, who actually deserve the money. I'm not saying you here. I'm actually defending you.
Well,
you can't say I'm wrong, because that's how it would work. If we didn't have all these sponges, that's what I'm trying to say to you. If we didn't have all these sponges and everyone taking everything that they can, using the system as a career, there would be more money for people like you who generally deserve the money.
Do you not get the point that she's trying to make, Ed? That because
I get it now, but
how are you not getting it? Is the lift not going to the top floor with you, or are you just tick?
Would you listen to me, for fuck's sake? You're clearly not getting the point. I'm getting the point. You're making it now, but. What I heard you saying a few minutes ago, that people that aren't struggling enough, like, look at me, I'm fucking struggling at the moment myself, right? I get you.
And why is that? Because we have sponsors.
But what I heard you saying a few minutes ago,
The bottom line is, Ed, you can't afford to go on a posh holiday. This couple who are on social welfare can. Something isn't sitting right here. There's something amiss here. And this is the bit that Jess is getting annoyed about. This is the reason that Jess believes people like this couple should be reported to welfare fraud.
But the thing is, like, if she, like, okay, what is it going to do if she reports them? Like, seriously?
They'd be investigated as to how they were able to afford to go on a Mediterranean cruise worth about $4,000.
Okay, well, I mean, the thing is, like, if she reports them as well, she's going to cause even more war between them. Like, on the other hand...
Not
like,
if it's an anonymous tip-off.
Yeah, there is an anonymous tip-off, yeah.
There's plenty of neighbours, like, so it could be any of them.
Well, the thing is, like, if she causes a war in between them, like, I mean...
I'm actually looking at the website Report Suspected Social Welfare Fraud, and it can be done completely anonymously. The individual that you're reporting on need never know that it was you that actually reported on them. But Jess, you think this lady should report on them? Ed, you're a bit confused.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well. Okay, the reason being why I'm thinking she shouldn't report them and leave it alone, because she should really mind her own business in general. But
it is her business if it's her taxes funding their lifestyle.
But this is the thing, if you're reporting them, like, you're not minding their own business, and you should really mind your own business in general. But on the other hand, though, like, I don't know what is Karen annoyed about either, because like I said myself, I can't even afford a fancy holiday. So
But that is exactly the point, Ed. You can't, but somebody else on welfare can, and that needs to be investigated. You shouldn't be able to. That's the argument, that you shouldn't be able to afford to go on a posh cruise if you are living on welfare. Let me squeeze in one final call on this, and that's you, Brian. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yeah, I was just thinking, about that. The lady that sent in the text about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the circumstances could be completely different. I mean, she's probably, you know, she's in a job, she can't afford a holiday. She's probably paying a mortgage where this couple probably aren't. You know what I mean? I mean, she's paying tax in USC and what have you, whereas that other couple probably aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so she probably has a lot more costs than that couple on social welfare have.
Yeah, you know, you could be right, but isn't there something amiss that a couple on social welfare can afford two decent holidays in a year? They were in Spain for 2 weeks in June and then a cruise next week around the Mediterranean. There's something amiss there if these two people are on welfare.
Yeah, but I'm sure that, you know, I was just talking about this. I mean, surely it's easy enough to get a credit union loan. Are they saving regularly even? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know the answer to all of that, but you're saying that it could be possible. It could be possible to afford two decent holidays in 1 year.
I don't know if it could. It depends on, like I say, you're saying he's on disability.
He's on disability and she's on the labour.
Yeah, well, that's two incomes coming in there, so that's adding up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're still talking 500 or 600 quid a week. It's not really.
Yeah,
it's not huge money.
It's not huge money, but like I mean, and like you say, but like that, you don't know what else is coming in either. You know what I mean? That we don't know about. You know whether he's doing Nexus or whether she's doing anything off the cuff. You don't know.
Well, that's the assumption that they have to be. They have to be doing something on the side. Otherwise, they couldn't possibly be earning or able to afford those two big holidays. Katie, I just want to finish up with you before we go. Do you think this Karen should report these neighbours or not?
No, I don't think she... No, don't report them. Do not report them. But I would definitely... I agree with her anger. I agree with her frustration. Reporting them is not going to do anything. If they're making any money from a side hustle, how are they even going to find out that they're doing it? How would the social welfare even find out? I don't know about reporting them, but I do think that if social welfare get a sniff of it, they should investigate it.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.